So we've wrapped up season one, and we're looking to launch season two in the fall of 2025. We did 10 episodes, and feels like a really good accomplishment. From the beginning, we're like, hey, should we do this? You want to do this? And here we've done it. What would you say is the thing that surprised you the most from this experience?
I would say once we got moving, how the hardest part was getting started, and then relatively how easy it was to keep it going. And so to get to the end of episode one, I don't know how to quantify it in terms of volume of work, but let's just say it took X work to get to the end of episode one. That might have been on par, if not equal to, the amount of work it felt like, at least, to get the next eight or not, you know, recorded. Right. Now, I think in terms of actual time put in, it might have been way more in terms of, you know, actually recording, you know, and you, Jay, were doing all the editing here. But that concept, I guess, I would say is like, oh, yeah, it just felt like it just took a lot to kind of, you know, more ambiguous, less clear. But then once it was set up, it just felt like, oh, this thing could really, yeah, just really just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, we got on a roll with the interviews. And what have you enjoyed the most?
I think the actual recordings themselves, just the real time talking with a guest. We don't know where the story is going to go. They don't send these stories to us in advance. So we're learning them on the fly as we go. And I like all the little unexpected twists and turns. North Korea, you know, yeah, the unexpected twists and turns the stories take. And then it's like these nice little like surprises along the way. Like, oh, I didn't realize they were going to say that. That's a nugget of wisdom. And then I would say the feeling that comes after each, it's like very measurable, like going into recording tend to feel fine. But then by the end of the recording, always feel good. And there's always a gap. There's always like an improvement. How about you, Jay?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the conversations. I feel like we've had some really deep conversations with people with different personalities, you know, different motivations, different drivers. There's been a lot of common themes. And, you know, it's just been fun to have these conversations. So that's the best part for me. I think the feedback has been really nice. You know, just hearing from, you know, friends and colleagues and people saying, you know, wow, that was a really great episode. You know, I really, really resonated with me. Actually, my wife and my daughter, who's about to graduate from high school, listen, you know, to every episode. And so to have them at home kind of engaging me on some of these questions around the challenge of work, I feel like that's really rewarding as well.
That's rad. Yeah. They get to see another like angle, right? You know, on their dad, their husband. It's been pretty cool to see, like, maybe once or twice a week, somebody will just reach out. It's either a text, you know, email, whatever, largely folks I know, but maybe a third of these outreaches have been people I don't know. They're like, hey, we haven't met, but just wanted to let you know, like, I listened to this episode and like, it meant a lot. And it's across the board, you know, there's kind of somebody for each episode. You know, when somebody told me they were listening to the burnout one and it was resonating, I was like, you trying to tell me something? Like, okay. Yeah. You know, but it's been really cool. Like, yeah, just yesterday I got a note from somebody I hadn't talked to in a year. They're relatively early on in their career. And this one particular, like, identified, because I'm starting to tie up my identity with work, you know, and this one resonated. The other week, an old friend reached out. They were like, yeah, I was listening to your voice for the last hour in this drive. And then I just figured I'd call you. It's like, wait, this person is my friend. I just haven't talked to him in a while. So it hasn't only been re-energizing, but I would say it's been reconnecting. Yeah. And I actually, that has been a little bit of a surprise, you know, as well. Like, oh yeah, people who already know, like, maybe this is just one more nudge or reason to talk sooner than we might have otherwise.
Right. Yeah. My cousin listened. She thought at first, she's like, I don't know anything about this industry. This is, you know, I'm not going to get anything out of this. And she wrote to me and said, you know, I really enjoyed it. I really took a lot away from it. And I think that there's something about, you know, we're talking about our experience in this particular industry because this is the people we know, but, you know, there's these broader themes of work in general that I think people can relate to. Well, there is a lot of content out there. We really want to say how much we appreciate everybody listening and sharing your feedback. One of the things that you can do to help us, if you like the podcast, subscribe to it, make comments, you know, give us 5 stars, that kind of stuff we've started to understand is really helpful in just getting the podcast to be more visible to more folks. So if you like what you hear, please take those steps.
I also want to thank everybody, you know, who's tuned in for any episodes here in season one. We'd love to hear from you in any way, shape, or form. That can mean a comment on whatever app or podcast, you know, platform that you're listening to these episodes on. That can be a thumbs up, a like. If you see, you know, us posting on LinkedIn or on the podcasting platforms, to like it, to follow it. It can also mean just calling us and talking about it. We want to hear your ideas. That could be constructive criticism. That could be, hey, these topics are awesome. I'd really love to hear this topic. It could be you have a story yourself that you want to share. It could be a change to format. Hey, we'd really love to hear y'all kind of do something more frequent that's shorter, you know, little snippets or who knows, or just keep doing what you're doing. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you want to send us voice memos, if we gather enough, we might just do a whole episode of voice memos that we get from folks, whether it's, you know, your experience listening to the podcast, a quick story that you want to share, whatever it is, send us a voice memo. It's one of the things we're thinking about for season two, is to share thoughts from the audience, words, voices from the audience.
I love that, Jay. When we think about why we got started to begin with, right? It was to re-energize, right? How do we not only survive, like, or manage during our careers, but how do we thrive? Like, how do we embrace the ups and downs and the wild ride that we're in and find as much joy as possible, learn as much as possible, grow as much as possible? For that to really happen, you know, our theory here for change was to get industry veterans who had been on the ride for a while to share their stories, to be vulnerable as an act of generosity, so that we could all feel a little bit more comfortable. And hopefully that's only the beginning. Hopefully this is just a spark so that each of us in our daily lives at home and careers at work can be more open with those around us as we all try to learn and grow. So, like, that can be this voice memos like Jay's talking about here. That could mean doing a presence check-in with one of your directs, or maybe with your boss, you know, or a peer. Could be anything here, but that's my hope, is that this becomes not much more than just a podcast. This becomes a community where we're all a bit more open about what's really going on.
Very well said. And, you know, we've got some great guests lined up already. You know, we're thinking about some different formats, including voice memos sent by you, our audience. It's one of the things we're thinking about. So we're looking forward to that. We hope that you'll join us for season two. And please subscribe, follow, give us some stars, some comments, and that'll help spread the word. You can always reach us at reenergizepodcast@gmail.com. So it's reenergize with a Z in there, podcast@gmail.com. And you can always check the show notes for our email address. And we'd love to hear from you. Twice, but you still don't believe me.
give me one more.